Sunshine today and a high of 64 with some record warmth possible. Right now in Richland Center, we start out at 27 degrees. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. With the world marking 2 years since Putin invaded Ukraine and a big aid package stuck in the House, President Zelensky for the first time disclosed casualty figures.
They claim 31,000 Ukrainian troops have been killed since the war began. That's far lower than recent U.S. estimates of around 70,000. I pressed Zelensky on whether that aid will arrive.
Mr. President, can I ask you about aid from the U.S. Congress? Are you worried about not getting it?
I think that the guys will make good decision.
It comes as Russia makes some of its most significant battlefield gains in months.
ABC's James Longman. President Biden invited the big four congressional leaders to the White House tomorrow to discuss Ukraine aid and keeping the government running. Current funding runs out Friday night. Manhunt in Jefferson Parish, Louisiana, after an accused murderer pepper sprayed a deputy after a doctor's visit and drove off with the deputy's patrol car. This is ABC News. Cryptocurrencies have already come under scrutiny for their production's impact on the environment. One Texas community is more concerned about noise pollution.
Making a Bitcoin is noisy.
Very similar to a rumbling.
DL News reporter Liam Kelly says one Bitcoin mine in Granville, Texas uses over 80,000 of the noisy machines, and the surrounding community says they've felt the effects.
From migraines, nosebleeds, vertigo.
Marathon, the company that runs the mine, has built a 24-foot wall along part of the facility, which residents say hasn't helped. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
After years of political upheaval, Algeria inaugurated an enormous mosque on its Mediterranean coastline. Built during the 2010s, the Great Mosque of Algiers features the world's tallest minaret, measuring 869 feet. The prayer room can accommodate 120,000 people, up to 1 million books in the library. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today, sunshine early and a high of 64. Near record warmth, it appears, for today. Southeast to south winds at 12 to 22 miles per hour. Scattered clouds tonight, a low of 38. Tuesday, 66, again with record warmth possible. Spotty light rain showers late, maybe some rumbles of thunder. Tuesday night, blustery and sharply cloudy and colder, a low of 14. Dusting or a half inch of snow could happen Tuesday night into Wednesday. Wednesday's high, just 26 with a few flurries. Thursday, 44. And Friday, lots of sunshine, breezy and mild, and a high of 55 degrees. In Richland Center, this morning after a low, a high yesterday of 58, we were at 34 at midnight, and now down to 27 degrees. That's how it goes weather-wise today, Monday, February 26th. Let's officially start the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming. Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming.
Banner yet wave. to the seasons of my youth. I recall a box of rags that someone gave us, and how my mama put the rags to use. There were rags of many colors, but every piece was small, and I didn't have a coat, and it was way down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, so in every piece with love, she made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore, and then she said, "Perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness." And I just couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. Although we had no money, well, I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. So with patches on my breeches and holes in both my shoes, in my coat of many colors I hurried off to school, just to find the others laughing and making fun of me. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. And oh, I couldn't understand it, for I felt I was rich. And I told them all the love my mama sewed in every stitch. And I told them all the story mama told me while she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. But they didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see that one is only poor, only if they choose to be. Now I know we had no money, but I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me, just for me.
We start the day in a positive way with Dolly Parton and her classic Coat of Many Colors. Before that, Pat Boone did the honors for the national anthem today. Good morning, friends. We hope that it was a good weekend for you. Certainly, it's a very interesting forecast to read, too, because we're talking about record highs for the next couple of days, and then all of a sudden, boom, hit the old wall, and then it's kind of cold and snowy and back to winter-like, but then to close out the week, it's not too bad. So just kind of getting all kinds of seasons in one week again, it sounds like, in southwest Wisconsin. We'll officially put the wraps on the month of February later this week as well, and bring on the month of March for this coming weekend. We hope it was a good weekend. Nice day for you yesterday. We had a high of 58 here at the studios, in fact, on Sunday. We'll recap sports as well in about 10 minutes. Notes including a win for the Bucks yesterday as Doc Rivers returned to the place where he formerly coached, Philadelphia, and Milwaukee got a win. Time to do a little walking today. This is Ernest Tubb and the band.
I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you, Merle. Well, you left me and you went away. You said that you'd be back in just a day. Well, you've broken your promise and you left me here alone. I don't know why you did, dear, but I do know that you're gone. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you.
Ah, Pete and Lynn.
left you acting. Now someday you may be lonesome too.
You talking about me, Ernest?
Walking the floor is good for you. Just keep right on walking and it won't hurt you to cry.
You know,
remember that I love you and I will the day I
die. I didn't know you felt that way, Ernest.
I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you.
Walking the floor over you, Ernest Tubb, and well, it sounded like Merle Haggard and the band in the background right there on this Monday morning get-together. A reminder, Good Shepherd Church in Viroqua offers a free community meal the fourth Monday of each month from 5 until 6:30. All are welcome to attend. And the Family Thrift Shop Board will have its monthly meeting at 1 o'clock Tuesday. The meeting will be held at the Park Street Christian Church, located right in Richland Center. Speaking of Merle, here he is. And a song called Carolyn on the Light in the Mail Cow Show.
Carolyn, let me tell you what I heard about a man today. He didn't come home from work and he went away. Till he came to a city bright in the nighttime like day. There they say he met up with some women dressed in yellow and scarlet. Their warm lips like a honeycomb drip with honey. Something about the smell of strange perfume made him feel warm and not alone. Yes, Carolyn, a man will do that sometimes on his own, sometimes when he's lonely. Sometimes out of spite, but Carolyn, a man will do that always when he's treated bad at home. Yes, Carolyn, a man will do that sometimes on his own and sometimes when he's lonely. And I believe a man might do that sometimes out of spite, but Carolyn, a man will do that always when he's treated bad at home.
This old picture is so faded, you can hardly see. And that smiling face there in the middle, well, you can see it's me. And that pretty girl there on my left was mine to hold so tight. But I lost her to my friend there on the right. That big house you see there in the background, that big shiny car I bought to drive her around, and just to keep her happy I work hard both day and night. Now it all belongs to my friend there on the right. The pictures show the truth, but I was oh, so blind. lights up till they were out of sight. And then she walked away with my friend there on the right. The picture showed the truth, but I was oh so blind. I was a guy in the middle all the time. I built my hopes up till they were out of sight. And then she walked away with my friend there on the right. Yes, she walked away with my friend there on the wrong.
Vern Young on WRCO Radio and my friend on the right. It's 27 degrees in Richland Center. It's 16 minutes after 5.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Some of the great buys this month include PrimeGuard Ultra Pure DEF 2.5 gallon jug is on sale at $8.99. Plus Ace Rust Stop 15 ounce spray can is 2 for $12, and Ace Premium 12 ounce can is 2 for $10. Also, Ace Basic Furnace Air Filters are still on sale. Buy 3, get 1 free, and stop in to see these and many other products at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Savor the flavor at Richland Locker with their unbeatable deals. Whole New York strip loins are just $6.48 per pound, and hand-cut New York strips are only $7.98 a pound. But that's not all. Discover a sea of Lent-friendly options, from shrimp to breaded walleye and haddock fillets to cod loins. And don't forget, fresh fish every Thursday afternoon. Richland Locker, where quality meets affordability. Hurry in and stock up on the best for your table.
The weather is so unpredictable, but you can count on Town & Country TV & Appliance in Richland Center. Shop the Winter Price Meltdown and save store-wide on Maytag, Whirlpool, and KitchenAid home appliances. They deliver and install in Richland Center and surrounding communities. Visit them at 2490 Highway 14 next to Goodwill, 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, or visit them online at townandcountryrc.com. That's townandcountryrc.com.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center. 19 minutes after 5 o'clock, an update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. The WIA State Individual Wrestling Tournament wrapped up over the weekend at the Kohl Center in Madison, wrapping up with lots of success here in southwest Wisconsin as well. The WIAA State Team Wrestling Tournament will be wrestled this weekend in Madison. In college basketball, Youngstown State beat Green Bay 71-59 over the weekend, and B.J. Freeman scored a season-high 38 to lead Milwaukee over Purdue Fort Wayne 96-88 on Sunday. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 30 points. Damian Lillard delivered 24. And the Bucks beat the 76ers 119-98 on Sunday in Doc Rivers' return to Philadelphia. Rivers was fired by Philadelphia after last season. He coached the 76ers from 20 to 23, never getting past the second round of the playoffs. Elsewhere yesterday in the NBA, Phoenix 123, the Lakers 113, Indiana beat Dallas 133-111, Cleveland 114, Washington 105, the Bulls 114, New Orleans 106, Atlanta 109, Orlando 92, Oklahoma City over Houston 123-110, Denver 119, Golden State 103, Utah 128, San Antonio 109, Charlotte 93, Portland 80, Sacramento 123, and the Clippers 107. From the NHL, Tampa Bay 4-1 over New Jersey. Pittsburgh beat Philadelphia 7-6. Winnipeg 4, Arizona 3 in overtime. Detroit 1 in overtime, 3-2 over Chicago. Buffalo won a shootout over Carolina, 3-2. Columbus 4, the Rangers 2. Nashville 4-2 over Anaheim. In baseball action yesterday, it was the Brewers losing to Colorado 10-3 in exhibition baseball. San Diego 7 and the Cubs nothing. The Twins lost to Boston. That final score was 8-0.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
22 past 5, we're at 27 degrees in Richland Center. Nice cool part of the day, and here we go with the aerobic polka. Boy, I tell you, I probably had too much, too many varieties of food over the weekend. Some chicken wingies and pizza and birthday cake yesterday, so I need an aerobic polka badly. Here we go, a one and a two and a...
Polka music, singing every day. I love polka music, helps me makes you want to dance your cares away.
Polka music by the Polka family on WRCO Radio. Whew, good for what ails you this morning here on a Monday morning. We're a handful of minutes away from farm news and markets today. Headed towards 64 degrees today. Record warmth, let's see. Yeah, the record high for this day in the year 2000, we set it at 63. So, yes, I would say that record is in jeopardy today. 27 right now in Richland Center. Here is Bobby G. Rice.
Lover, please, please come back. Don't take the train coming down the track. Don't, please, don't leave me. Don't leave me in a misery. You would never hold me so near. You would never call me dear. Don't you know I'd die for you? Now you're gone, that's what I'll do. Lover, please, please come back.
Stella Parton on the Light in the Milk House show from WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. 27 is the current reading and the overnight low at 5:30.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Cattle Report. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Placements of U.S. cattle into feedlots declined in January, just not quite as much as what some analysts were expecting. The USDA says placements to start 2024 were 1.8 million head, a decrease of 7% on the year, leading to tighter ready numbers this spring and summer, but that was toward the high end of pre-report estimates. Marketings were pegged at 1.8 million head, slightly lower than last year, while the total number of cattle on feed in the U.S. on February 1st was 11.8 million head, modestly higher. The CEO of Summit Carbon Solutions says the company is trying to learn from its mistakes as it moves forward in building a carbon pipeline that spans five states. Brownfield's Kara Hart reports.
Lee Blank says early on there were parts of the project that weren't handled well with landowners. And now,
we have made 5,800 route changes to this pipe to accommodate the landowner. And those changes have been made because we do recognize now as a company what that landowner thinks about his acre.
He says addressing those issues are part of the reason this project is starting to become more accepted in agriculture. Blank tells Brownfield there's also been more education about what a carbon pipeline can do for corn ethanol.
Seen a completely different attitude in North Dakota, Iowa as well.
There have been delays in the project's timeline due to challenges securing construction permits in several states, but updated rulings are expected in some states soon. And Blank says if the ethanol industry wants this carbon pipeline, now is the time to get it done. I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
The USDA will open enrollment for the 2024 Dairy Margin Coverage Program Wednesday. Administrator Zach Ducheneau says more than $1.2 billion were issued to producers in 2023, with margins during 11 months triggering payments. Catastrophic coverage was granted in June and July of last year. And a northern Wisconsin farm is profiting from primarily grass-fed pigs. Brownfield's Larry Lee has more from the Marble Seed Organic Conference.
Jody Kronauer from White Bison Farm near Leona, Wisconsin, is raising pigs differently than most producers.
We only feed grain in the morning to make sure they get the necessary minerals they need in their diet. And then the rest of what they're getting is fodder, grass, hay throughout the year.
Kronauer tells Brownfield there's another advantage to having Idaho pasture pigs.
But you don't need farrowing crates, because they're really good moms.
And Kronauer says along with lower input costs, she's able to sell the meat at a premium price.
We don't ever use the market values of pigs. We know that what we are raising is different. We know the quality is different. And I challenge people, if they don't believe me, I say try it.
In La Crosse, Wisconsin, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
For more on these stories and other news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
For more than 50 years, farmers have tuned in to listen to Brownfield Market News on their local radio stations. Today, Brownfield's in-depth market information is available on multiple platforms. Viewers can sign up for Brownfield's weekly Commodity Market Update e-newsletter delivered on Tuesday afternoons. Visit previous programs or submit questions for the next show by visiting Weekly Commodity Market Update at brownfieldagnews.com.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevXFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
If you have building plans, it saves time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969, Harchi Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Chances are you'll find what you need. Harchi Lumber has one of the largest stocks of steel roofing and siding in Wisconsin. Also a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered and set up with Harchi's crane truck. For more information, call Harchi Lumber, 608-985-7207.
Direct cash cattle trade picked up on Friday, and cash hogs were steady to lower. Good morning, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. In cash cattle country, Southern Live Trade was at mostly 183 on Friday, $3 higher than the previous week, while Northern Dress Deals were at mostly 292, $4 higher than the prior week's weighted averages. The February Cattle on Feed report listed 11.8 million head, slightly above February 2023. Placements in January totaled 1.79 million head, 7% below last year. At the Mobridge Livestock Exchange in South Dakota, feeder steers above 650 pounds trended $2 to $4 higher compared to the most recent sale. Feeder heifers 550 pounds and up were $1 to $4 higher. USDA says there was a large offering featuring many loads and packages. Medium and large one feeder steers 752 to 799 pounds brought 245 to 259. Medium and large one feeder heifers 650 to 697 pounds sold for $249.50 to $264.50. Boxed beef closed higher with choice up 82 cents at $300.61. Select up 50 cents at $286.31. The choice select spread was $14.30. Estimated cattle slaughter was 119,000 head, down 1,000 on the week. Cash hogs were steady to lower with light closing negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. It looks like most buyers had the needed near-term numbers in hand after the higher trade and improved movement Wednesday and Thursday. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $1.71 with a base range of $66 to $74. Butcher hogs at the Midwest cash markets were steady on Friday at $50. Slaughter sows were steady at $39 to $42. Boars were marked at $14. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for heavy offerings at $38 to $50. Barrels and gilts were steady at 37 to 47, boars were priced at 8 to 25. Pork values closed lower, down 73 cents at 91.16. At the CME, live and feeder cattle futures were sharply higher, supported by cash and wholesale business ahead of the cattle on feed report. Lean hog futures were steady to modestly higher on spread trade and the mostly higher move in pork. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevXFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Direct cattle trade Friday was mostly a 183 live and 292 dressed. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans and corn were down on fund liquidation and the weather in South America. March beans were 14 and 3 quarters lower at 1133. May was down 10 and 3 quarters at 1141 and 3 quarters. March corn was 6 1/4 lower at 399 and 3 quarters. May was down 5 at 413 and a half. Live and feeder cattle were up sharply on that direct trade during the session. April live was 135 higher at 187.90. June was up $1.17 at 183.87. March feeders were 252 higher at 254.57. And hogs were steady to higher on spread trade in the firm midday pork. April was unchanged at 87.20. June lean was up 45 at 99.37. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
An obstacle to keeping kids safe and healthy on the farm. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Since the early 2000s, the number of children who are injured or killed in farm-related incidents has been decreasing steadily. But another trend underway could change that. Barbara Lee is director of the National Children's Center for Rural and Agricultural Health and Safety in Marshfield, Wisconsin.
As of this month, there are 28 states that have introduced some type of legislation to weaken the child labor laws. And there are 10 states that have actually enacted certain laws that allow children to work longer hours, work weekends, maybe work alone, maybe work with some hazardous equipment.
However, adds Lee,
at the same time, we're starting to see a few other states that are taking the reverse strategy and trying to strengthen their child labor laws. We hear that industry is driving to allow kids to work longer hours and have more exposures, I would say. A lot of this is tied into, you know, the declining labor force, the importance of earning money for some children, especially for immigrant families. And it's a really interesting topic to watch.
There's a link to a webinar recording featuring Lee's presentation on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. Bloomington Livestock hosts feeder cattle sales on Fridays at 9 a.m. The Friday sale will be a combination sale, special Holstein and Angus cross and beef new crop calf yearling sale. For more information, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or give them a call today.
I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield's Dairy Update. The USDA will open enrollment for the 2024 Dairy Margin Coverage Program Wednesday. Farm Service Administrator Zach Dushnaw says more than $1.2 billion were issued to producers in 2023, with margins during 11 months triggering payments. Catastrophic coverage was granted in June and July of last year. USDA says it has revised regulations for farmers to adjust to their most recent milk production history as part of this year's sign-up. Margin levels for January will be calculated at the end of this month, and USDA will issue retroactive payments as soon as March 4th. Dairy farmers in 2023 experienced the lowest margins ever recorded by USDA dairy margin programs during the past decade. Several dairy groups are encouraging farmers to sign up before the April 29th deadline. Meanwhile, the USDA says January 2024 dairy cow slaughter, slightly more than a quarter million head, was up 25,500 from December, but down 47,700 from January of last year. Milk futures in the Chicago Mercantile Exchange were higher Friday, supported by a lower dollar and tight milk supplies. February Class 3 milk was down 5 cents at $16.14, March 18 cents higher at $17.31, April 19 higher at $17.85, May up 21 cents at $18.16. Dry weight was up 0.75 cents at 52.25 cents, blocks up a nickel at $1.55, barrels up 0.5 cents at $1.61.5, butter up 3.75 cents at $2.85, and non-fat dry milk up 0.25 cents at $1.20. Find more agricultural markets and news at Brownfield, agnews.com.
I'm Nicole Haslup with Brownfield.
Good morning. It is now 15 minutes before 6 o'clock. Today's forecast calls for a high of 64 with sunshine and record warmth possible. Southeast to south winds at 12 to 22. Scattered clouds tonight, a low of 38. Tuesday, 66. Spotty light rain showers possible again late. Tuesday night, down to 14. With a possible dusting or a half inch of snow. Wednesday's high just 26 before it drops a little bit at night and then moves to 44 on Thursday and a high of 55 on Friday. Right now in Richland Center, we're at 27, and that is so far the overnight low here at the WRCO studios. We appreciate you joining us. It's now 15 away from 6 o'clock. Tony has more about weather and what we can expect for today coming up in just a little bit on the Light in the Milk House Show. Here we are for another day.
Just when I could feel myself growing stronger, healing another mistake. I stand.
Donna Fargo on the Light in the Milk House Show.
If I sent a rose to you, how every time you make me blue, you'd have a room full of roses. And if I sent a rose of white, for every time I cried all night, you'd have a room
if I took the petals and would tear them all apart. You'd be tearing up the roses just the way you broke my heart. And if someday you're feeling blue and you could send a rose or two, don't send me a room full of roses. I just want my arms around you. Took the petals and would tear them all apart. You'd be tearing up the roses just the way you broke my heart. And if someday you're feeling blue and you could send a rose or two, don't send me a rose. I just want my arms around you.
The The O'Kanes on WRCO and Can't Stop My Heart From Loving You. Tony's weather is coming up here as we update you on a Monday morning, and we ride the roller coaster of weather that is the end of February. More details will be next.
Calves were steady and slaughter cows very strong at Mathis Farms Auction Market in Viola this past Wednesday. Holstein bull calves sold from $4.50 to $5.70 per pound, while light calves brought from $3.10 to $4.10, and black calves ranging from $785 to $820 per head. Black bulls, unvaccinated, not weaned, weighing from 360 to 525 pounds, brought 250 to 298 per pound. 85% of the slaughter cows sold over a dollar with the tops of $1.30 on a 1,750-pound open black cow. Bulls topped out at $1.25 per pound, and the remainder of the cows range from 71 to 95 cents per pound. The feeder sale last Friday, February 16th, was showing strength with 600-pound Hereford heifers from 230 to 237, the Hereford steers at 600 pounds, 240 to 250, and 1,100-pound Holstein steers from $1.28 to $1.62. The hay sale saw big square bales of third crop alfalfa hay up to $129 per bale, while small square bales of second crop alfalfa at $350 per bale, inside round bales of hay from $76 to $85, and outside round bales from $45 to $75. With the feel of warmer weather in the air, give Darren, Colton, or Jim a call at Mathis Farms Auction Market in Viola if you are looking to buy or have cattle to sell. Remember, you can view cattle or hay for upcoming sales on the Mathis Farms Auction Mark Facebook page. Mathis Farms gives you a local market close to home and will offer you a fair and competitive bid on all your livestock marketing needs.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Get ready for a week of roller coaster temperatures and conditions across Wisconsin and the Midwest as a couple of strong weather systems come through. Out ahead of this first one, which is forming in the Rocky Mountains and Plains, we'll see unusual warmth spread in with some record highs possible. Scattered strong thunderstorms are even expected late Tuesday across much of Illinois, far southeast Wisconsin, over into Michigan and Indiana. Now behind this front, it's going to turn dramatically colder by about 40 degrees. And with that, some mixed precipitation turning to a little snow later Tuesday night. Might even be a dusting or half inch and some icy, slushy roads. So keep that in mind for traveling. Otherwise, dry conditions expected the rest of the week. After a cold Wednesday, we'll have much warmer conditions build back in toward the weekend. Here's that forecast for today. Sunny to partly cloudy, breezy with record highs around 64 degrees. Southeast wind turning south at 12 to 22. Tonight, scattered clouds, low at 38. Tomorrow, partly sunny, record warmth once again, high of 66. South wind around 10, becoming westerly. Spotty light rain showers possible late tomorrow, maybe a rumble of thunder. Tomorrow night, blustery and sharply colder. Scattered rain showers turning to a bit of sleet and snow. Just a dusting or half inch of snow expected, low at 14 degrees. Wednesday, a few flurries possible early, then sunshine returning, breezy and very chilly with a high of 26. Heading into Thursday, partly cloudy and breezy, low 14, high 44. Friday, lots of sunshine, breezy and mild, low 30, high in the mid-50s. Saturday, partly cloudy, breezy and balmy, low 37 with a high of 64. And Sunday looks like another day feeling like May, low at 46, high of 68 with partly sunny skies. You have yourself a good day out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful,